Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 78 today, verses 17 through 31. It's Psalm 78, verses 17 through 31. Asaph continues and he says, as he's talking about the nation of Israel and their history, "Yet they sinned still more against him, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, 'Can God spread a table in the wilderness? He struck the rock so that water gushed out and streams overflowed. Can he also give bread or provide meat for his people?' Therefore, when the Lord heard, he was full of wrath. A fire was kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel because they did not believe in God and did not trust his saving power. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down on them manna to eat, and he gave them the grain of heaven. Man ate the bread of the angels. He sent them food in abundance. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he let out the south wind. He rained meat on them like dust, winged birds like the sand of the seas. He let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwellings, and they ate and were well filled, for he gave them what they craved. But before they had satisfied their craving, while the food was still in their mouths, the anger of God rose against them, and he killed the strongest of them and laid low the young men of Israel." Folks, let me just tell you, as we're pulling out this section today from Asaph's recounting the history of Israel so that they would tell the coming generations about what Israel had done well and what Israel had done not well, he does this section where he's talking about how even in the wilderness, though, they kept calling out saying, "Well, God doesn't care about us. He's not going to take care of us. And, well, he gave us water out of a rock." Okay, that was pretty impressive. But can he still provide bread? Can he provide food, meat here in the wilderness? And as you know from the story back in the Old Testament, God did. He provided manna. He provided all the quail that fell down everywhere. But as you know from the story, then God showed them how everything they wanted really didn't make them feel better, and they made them sick, and some died. I'm just going to say this to you, folks. Our desires will never satisfy us. We have been designed and created for a relationship with God, our Creator. When we complain to Him that we want what we want, He'll sometimes give it to us, but it'll never satisfy us. I'm going to say that to you again. I want you to hear. That's pretty much today's challenge, and we're going to take some other scriptures and kind of illustrate this. Our desires will never satisfy us. We've been designed and created for a relationship with God, our Creator. And when we complain to Him that we want what we want, He sometimes will give it to us, but it'll never satisfy. There's nothing wrong with wanting to eat something or needing to drink something. God knows that you need to eat and drink. But it's when we start to crave and desire more than what God has designed for us, we start realizing, or we're hopefully start realizing, we're seeking things that God never intended. He wants our joy and our satisfaction and our pleasure to come from a relationship with Him. Listen to Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 3. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David." God says, you thirsty? You hungry? Come to me. And then when you have a right relationship with me, I will take care of all the other stuff as well. Your joy will come from your relationship with me. Your peace will come from your relationship with me. Oh, and because I'm your God and your Creator and I control the universe, I'll make sure that you have bread and food as well. Don't think that those things are going to make you happy. Get your satisfaction from me. Jesus in John chapter 6, verse 35 said, "I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." And John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39, it says, "On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified." Folks, your only real satisfaction won't come from your desires. It'll come from a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.